They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. We visit each week with a diverse group of parents for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. In the documentary, We Need to Talk, A Message to Our Daughters, a dozen or so women talk about their first loves, their lives, and most pointedly, what they wish they had known as young girls themselves.
When you're giving up something that is the most precious thing that you can give, when you really could, if you had a real relationship, they would coach you into saying, oh, okay, well, maybe that's not the wisest choice. But when we both are in something that we have no knowledge of, then you'll do whatever because everybody else is doing it. So sex, yes. Other things, drinking. I mean, the crowd that I hung out with, we drank every day.
Drinking and sex are just two of the issues filmmaker Jenks Morton explored in this documentary. He has been barnstorming the East Coast with his film, playing to theaters of women who are bringing their daughters, then talking about what and how to apply the advice to their own lives. And he says the results have been deeply touching and potentially life-saving. And Jenks Morton joins us now in our studios. Also with us from Chicago member station WBEZ is Dr. Carl Bell, professor of psychiatry and public health at the University of Illinois. Dr. Bell, also the president of a comprehensive community mental health center located on Chicago's South Side. And with us in studio, Danny Tucker and Diane Jackson, two mothers of adolescent daughters. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
This is quite something to talk about. Let me begin with you, Jenks. Where did the idea for We Need to Talk come from?
It's actually a progression from the work that I've been doing over a number of years. And thank you for having me. The movie from last year was called Men to Boys, and basically it's 101 things that every boy of color should know. But with women, they're slightly more complex, so I can't give bullet points, staccato expletives around what you need to know to become an ascent to proper manhood. So with women, it became more reflective and refractive of a series of life choices. It's more relational. It's more broad stroke than it is. But it's actually just a progression of the work that I've been doing for years.
Some people would call this the talk, right? Some people would call this the talk. And Diane, you and your daughter saw this film, right?
Correct.
How old is she for the first
She's 16.
Part? 16, okay.
She'll be 17 today, tomorrow.
What was her reaction? I'm interested in hers, then I want to hear yours as well.
She was astounded that there were other people like what she's going through at age 16. The fact that they had the same story, even though she's so young, as to just boys and love, her thinking she's in love and the end result, as to how can you get over that. How can you get through it? But you can because other women are going through it, have gone through it.
You know, as I watched it, I was wondering, is this designed for the parents to help them figure out a way to talk to their kids, or is it for the kids? And then how would you get a kid to sit and listen to some of what was said? Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's for both. It's definitely for the parents so they can educate and talk to their daughters so that they understand what they're going through is not something new. And it's definitely for all children. And it's for all teens, all children, so they can see that your walk is not in vain, that you can learn something from somebody else. So it definitely has an impact on both.
Danny, what was your take on it?
I just saw it, and I can't, first of all, excellent job. I mean, it's long overdue. I talk to my 13-year-old all the time, but I was like a lot of these women, especially Stephanie. You know, grew up in a two-parent home where no one did talk. It was taboo to talk. You know, it was mom's business. It was grandma's business. So this is groundbreaking. I think it's just long overdue. I can't wait to get it and show it to my daughter. I mean, we already talk because the bottom line, if you don't talk to him, Lil Wayne's going to talk to him. So, I mean, really, somebody's going to talk to him. I love New York. Somebody's going to talk to him. So the point is, who's going to talk and what's going to be said? And I like what he did because what was said needed to be said. It was from personal experience. I'm anxious for part two. Okay, really, because I think you need to talk to a lot of the young women who didn't have the abortions and who have, you know, all the kids and the four daddies. I think that's what should be, you know, our next step.
Well, let's listen to a clip for the audience who hasn't had a chance to see this film yet. Here's a clip from it.
I myself, as I've worked with men and boys for years, I didn't know. I just did not know that at such a tender and young age, such complex and integral thoughts going on in a young girl's mind that if you're not there to protect her from, there's a world of wolves out there waiting to exploit and destroy them.
That was you, Jenks. And I'm going to bring Dr. Bell in just a moment. But it seemed to me, to be honest with you about it, that there was this mixture of talking to your daughter about sex and relationship and love and commitment, but it was coupled with this religious theme that the way to avoid that was to go to church, if I can put it so crassly.
That's not the take that I would probably put on that segment that we just listened to. When I say that I didn't know, there's another arc inside the film, and this is what I really believe is the major arc of what's going on. Yes, mothers have to share their life experience with their daughters. They have to give these resources in order to get this, so that the girls can make informed choices. But there's a special role that a father has with his daughter. And that's what I'm talking to there, that there's certain things that a father will give a daughter to protect her from little Wayne, that he will give her to validate and acknowledge and approve of her in a way that's complementary to the mother that leads to the best outcomes for young girls. Now, the arc in there for some of the women around religion, yes, that's the pathway. But the arc of what I'm describing through that segment is to talk about fathers. I'm telling you, you need to step up and engage in your daughter's life in a very specific way in order to protect them from some of the things that are waiting for them if you don't.
Well, I'm a father, too, of two daughters, as a matter of fact. And sometimes they listen to me and sometimes they don't, if you just want to be honest about it. Dr. Bell,
yes.
What's your take on the best way and the most effective way to communicate with our young people around this very important topic?
Well, I think it's important to understand child development. The brain develops from bottom up and from inside out, and so the first parts of the brain that are developed are the fight, flight, and freeze parts of the brain. Those thinking, judgment, wisdom parts of the brain don't fully develop to 26. And as a result, some teenagers will actually get in situations, have bad outcomes, and because their ability and capacity to think, because their brains haven't fully formed, some teenagers can't even learn from their own experiences. And so all of the research is pretty clear that if you can keep kids safe by, as we've already heard, protecting them, by having a warm, nurturing relationship with them, you can protect them from being all gasoline, no brakes and no steering wheel.
You talk about in an article that you wrote for the Journal of American Medical Association some very clinical kinds of terms. Is it your point that there are things that you just cannot really do until a child reaches a certain age? You talked about this. I think it's called nursing family relationship. Is that something that can make a difference?
There's the Obama administration in healthcare reform recently let $15 billion to do a prevention program of home visitation that showed there's a lot of strong research that if you go into the homes and teach teen mothers how to nurture, form strong bonds and attachment with young infants, those infants grow up with something called affect regulation, which essentially is emotional control. They have some brakes, some steering wheel. Even with that, teenagers, because they're teenagers, are rambunctious. It's all fight, flight, and freeze with no steering wheel and no brakes, to not be technical about it. So all of the HIV prevention, all of the violence prevention, all of the drug abuse prevention research out there says that, you know, teenagers are really hard because they're all this gasoline without brakes. But if, because they don't have brakes and steering wheels, what you need is a village around them that has eyes on that child at all times. What you need are children who have some early brakes and steering wheel, and you need parents who have good, strong relationships, which I think is the value of the film. And you have parents who understand their need to be those children's brakes and steering wheel, because children are children and they're not little adults.
That's true. We're going to continue the conversation. There's a lot to get at, and there's five of us actually, and we're going to try to get as many different points of view in as possible. But let me come to the two moms that are at the table. Danny, it's one thing we've heard from the clinical point of view. We've also heard from the filmmaker, and we've seen in the film sort of the religious component that is a part of this. As a mother, what do you think is most effective for you?
sharing your personal experience, not to take away from what the doctor said. You need to have that. You got the mom and the dad, or, you know, the nurturing. But where we lost in the 70s with our parents and with their parents, they don't share their personal experience. There's nothing like being able to share with your daughter what you went through. You understand? My daughter's looking at me. You know, she may like Michelle Obama. She may like her grandmother, but she's looking at me.
All right, hold that thought, because we want to continue this conversation after the break. We're talking with psychiatrist Dr. Carl Bell here in our studios, Danny Tucker, Diane Jackson, and the We Need to Talk documentary filmmaker, Jenks Morton. I'm Tony Koch. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Tony Cox. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, a bumpy road home for African Americans looking to return to New Orleans during the recovery from Hurricane Katrina. But first, we continue now with our conversation about the new documentary, We Need to Talk, a guide for tough talks with your teenage daughters. Our guests are filmmaker Jenks Morton, also with us psychiatrist Dr. Carl Bell, and parents Diane Jackson and Danny Tucker, also with us. Before the break, Danny, you were making a point.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, as a mom, my biggest thing with my daughter is to share my personal experiences. You got to let her know the mistakes I made, what I learned from them, and hoping that will help her as she faces similar situations.
Well, what about that, Diane, what your experience is? Because I know sometimes kids are like, you know, well, that's what happened to you.
Right.
That was back then, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the earth. This is new stuff now. We have a new way of dealing with things.
Well, I agree with Danny. You have to be open. You're right. Our parents were kind of closed-mouthed about their past. And I have two girls. I have a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old. And I'm a parent. I'm going to be a grandmother soon. My daughter is pregnant. And the fact that the movie helped us see things differently, and also allowed her to talk to her friends and her friends. And it's just spreading the word that, and even for me and my girlfriends and my peers, to say, hey, we have to start speaking to our daughters. We have to let them know. Even parents of boys, tell your boys how this is affecting these girls. And so we can make a difference in educating and being open and dealing with those demons and not hiding the past and dealing with our wounds. We can make a difference.
Well, Jenks, let me play devil's advocate with you for a moment, if I will, about the film. Because it focused on the girls and their dealing with it. And there is a school of thought that too much of the responsibility and the pressure for avoiding teenage pregnancy falls on the girls. And your film doesn't really talk with or about the guys very much. Why was that?
Well, this is the first time that I've walked in that lane or that space of working with women. I've done work with men and boys for years, so I know that one. But think of this as a conversation starter. I'm not going to be perfect. It's not going to cover. This movie, even as short as it is as complex as part of a woman. There are so many avenues that you can go through to explore this, and yes, that is one. But I'm going to keep driving the point back to this, that if I have two parents helping a child navigate to adulthood, then I'm not having the conversation about the boys. If these if these young girls knew how valuable and precious and how special they were, and they have been protected and nurtured in the proper ways, then I don't have to worry about the boys, because the boys are not entering. Lil Wayne is a joke. He's not going to take away from these girls what we see is happening. So,
Dr. Bell, my last question for you is this, because our time is running short. Can a film be effective in sending a message like this?
A film can get the fire started. The difficulty, if you're going to change behavior, you have to have a life makeover. You have to be proactive. You've got to be preventive in your approach. You've got to start actually pre-infancy, when the child is in utero. You've got to make sure that there's a good bond and attachment and capacity for connectedness, which starts at infancy. There has to be good relationships between parent and child that parent has to have social skills, social and emotional skills. A parent has to show emotional control to teach their child emotional control. That parent has to keep eyes on that child.
Well, let me stop you there only because the clock is saying we have to end it. But your point is well taken. You did have, and I think the audience should know this, some outstanding, very poignant stories from the women who you were able to get in there. Mm-hmm. And if anybody could tell the story, they could definitely do
Absolutely.
It. You could feel it. And thank you for coming in and sharing with us. The name of the film is We Need to Talk, and I suppose that's true. We need to talk. Joining us, psychiatrist Dr. Carl Bell. Also with us here, Danny Tucker and Diane Jackson, both mothers, and the filmmaker of We Need to Talk, Jenks Morton. Again, thank you all for being with us.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you.